Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
As the planners bring us back, 17 till the hour, thank you very much. For joining me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and ageofthecustomer.com, which is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which I hope you'll go there and look at it and watch the video, read the articles, read what other people are saying about it, and you got a chance to buy the book from there. Click around, link to Amazon. They have the Kindle version, by the way, the e-version's there, and we got more stuff coming all the time, so check that out at ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth King is our guest. Her mother calls her Ruth Ann. She is the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, the author of The Courage to Be Profitable, which is one of the most important books that you can buy today. Buy Ruth's book first, folks, and then buy mine after that. But buy Ruth's book first, because the truth is, if you had both of them, you'd have a lot greater chance of sustaining your success. Ruth, we're talking about stupid things people do, financial things people do in their small businesses. What's another one?
Another one is not watching your receivables and not billing.
Whoa.
You can take it from two ways. You don't bill fast enough, and then once you bill it, you don't call if you don't get your money within 30
Please
days.
Please explain
days or
that first part to me, Ruth. How many times have you gone to a business?
Oh, my gosh.
And find out that they did the work, they delivered the product, and they're not even billing their customers. Ruth, let me tell you something. I've done a lot of stupid things. I've done a lot of stupid financial things in my career over the years. But you know what? One of them was never not getting my invoices out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean,
it never occurred to me. It never occurred to me to not get my invoices out.
Well, a lot of times I hear, well, I'm too busy to bill.
Holy mackerel.
Excuse me.
Are you too busy to fail?
Yeah. It's like that is the absolute critical thing you've got to do.
I mean, I can't even believe somebody. I can't believe it amazes me, Ruth, that somebody could be that stupid that they'd act. And there's no other word for this. If you're doing it, you're being stupid. That somebody would be that stupid that they would actually not only not do it, but they would actually tell me without any sense of shame.
Yeah, it's like okay. I mean, we got to. Yeah, and well, the first thing I do is I make them bill. I mean, that's just insanity, not bill.
Well, all right, so imagine this. So a parent comes home, and the other parent says, we need groceries. Okay, go get groceries. Well, we don't have any money. Well, why don't we have money? Well, because you didn't deposit the check for the last 3 months that you got from your employer. Oh, okay, well, I just haven't had time to deposit those checks. So what are we going to do about the kids eating? Well, I guess I'll go deposit them. That's about how stupid it is.
It is. It's really dumb.
So, all right, whatever. What's another thing?
Another one is not sending your bank statements home. And this is probably something that most people don't think about. But if you have employees and you're working out of,
Have the bank statements go to your home is what you mean. Have them mailed to your home. This is something you've talked to us about before. Folks, pay attention to this. Say it again, Ruth.
It's having your bank statements mailed to your home.
Yeah, why?
And the reason you do this is that your bookkeeper can't do stupid stuff. They can't sign a check and forge your name to a check and
hide it, or tell you don't worry about the bank statements. I got them reconciled. No one worry about it. Yeah,
yeah.
Boy, there's been a lot of internal graft and fraud by people. I mean, and then over years, what happens then after 6 months or maybe 16 years, Ruth, the person gets sick or they go on vacation or whatever, and then it comes to light, doesn't it?
It finally comes to light after a long period of time. And I've seen hundreds of thousands of dollars embezzled because of that specific thing.
Including family members. It's happened. I've seen it happen to family members.
It happens between husbands and wives. I mean, it's just craziness.
Yeah. Another thing to look for, not only have the bank statements mailed home so that you've got control of them, that's a good check and balance, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But also pay attention if you've got an employee who doesn't want to take off.
Yeah.
They don't want to go on vacation. They don't want to be gone for any reason, because they realize that if they're gone, somebody else steps into their job, people will find out what they've been doing.
Or they get sick, or I find that bookkeepers start doing crazy things. Even other people do crazy things. If they have a child who gets very sick, parent who gets very sick, they're going through a divorce, any number of things that are what I call the life stressors.
Pay attention to that stuff.
Pay attention.
Yeah. Remember this. Desperate people, let me rephrase that. Desperate good people do desperate things.
Right. And not only look at it that way, is that when you are emotional, which you are in those situations, you can't think rationally and you do stupid things.
You know, Ruth, when I hire an employee, before I get to know them, I tell them, look, I'm going to tell you something before you and I even know each other, so you know that I don't have any preconceived notions. Number one, don't lie to me, because if you want to do something, if you ask me, I'll probably let you do it. So just ask me. You don't have to lie to me. Number two, if you want something I have, if you need something that I might have, ask me for it. I'll probably give it to you. You don't have to steal it from me. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And you should see the looks on their faces when I say that to them. Nobody. I'm such a weirdo. Nobody else will ask that question. But I think those are important things to say to employees.
Absolutely.
To let them know that if they get into a desperate situation, they can come to you and you'll help them. And I know you will, small business owners, because I know how you are. Ruth, I need your website, please.
www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
That's the book, too, folks. I encourage you to check it out. Buy two. You're going to want to give one away. Ten Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.